This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on university campuses today, including at the University of Southern California and the University of Texas at Austin, where there have been arrests. At Columbia University in New York, officials say students who set up an encampment are being told they have till early Friday to clear out. Gwen Hogan has more.
Columbia University had originally set a deadline for early Wednesday morning, warning that if protesters could not come to an agreement with the administration by then, they would clear the lawn where demonstrators have set up. But as hundreds more students flooded the green, fearing a police crackdown, University President Manoush Shafiq cited important progress in ongoing talks and extended her deadline till Friday morning. The protest movement at Columbia University is just one that has swept campuses over the Israel-Hamas war. Similar demonstrations popped up at Yale and MIT to the University of Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
The U.S. has signed off on a major aid package, which includes more than $60 billion in military assistance and other aid for Ukraine. It has just revealed it quietly stepped up some of the weaponry it's been sharing with Ukraine. NPR's Tom Bowman says some long-range missiles sent by the U.S. have recently been used at the same time Russia's been ramping up its offensive.
The longer-range ones will allow Ukrainian forces to strike Russian targets in Crimea, like airfields, naval bases, missile and drone sites, and help alleviate the ability of the Russians to target Ukrainian troops and civilians. That's been really tough on the civilians in particular over the last number of months. We're told that Ukraine already has used these longer-range missiles on two occasions in the past week, hitting an airfield in Crimea and also Russian troops at a port city on the Sea of Azov in the southeast.
NPR's Tom Bowman. The U.S. is investigating a video released by Hamas of one of the Americans held hostage in Gaza for the past 6 months. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. continues to call on Hamas to agree to a ceasefire deal and to release hostages.
The video shows Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Polin under duress, criticizing Israel's government and describing his 200 days in captivity. He's missing part of one arm. It was blown off in a grenade attack on October 7th as he and other young Israelis sought shelter from Hamas. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the FBI is looking into the video, including the circumstances under which it was made. He calls the ongoing situation unacceptable, saying Hamas prefers to hold hostages rather than bring relief to the Palestinian people. In Jerusalem, hundreds of demonstrators, including some of Hirsch's friends, protested outside the prime minister's residence, and his parents urged negotiators to lean in and finalize a deal to get the hostages home. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow was down 42 points. The Nasdaq rose 16 points today. This is NPR. Millions more Americans could find themselves eligible for overtime pay under terms of a new rule finalized by the Biden administration. The move marks the largest expansion into federal overtime eligibility in decades. Starting in July, employers will be required to pay overtime to salaried workers making less than $43,888 a year in certain job classifications, including administrative and professional roles, that cap rising to more than $58,000 a year by the start of next year. Current eligibility threshold is just over $35,000 a year. U.S. agricultural officials are now requiring flu tests for some dairy cows. It's part of an effort to try and stop bird flu from spreading among them. As NPR's Ping Wong explains, officials are keeping a close eye on the outbreak.
Mike Watson with the USDA says farmers that move cows across state lines now need to test them for the H5N1 bird flu virus.
So every lactating cattle, a dairy cow, a negative test is required before they can move. If they end up testing positive, they will have a 30-day waiting period and have to be tested again, of course.
The virus was first detected in dairy cows in late March and has been found in 33 herds across 8 states. Watson suspects the virus is spreading from cow to cow through contaminated milk and milking equipment, though investigations are ongoing. USDA is also monitoring cattle sold for beef, but hasn't found bird flu there yet. The FDA has found fragments of the bird flu virus in milk from grocery stores, but agency officials don't think that virus can infect people since the milk is pasteurized.
You're listening to NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster.
Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.